There are some more news items. Norfolk's tennis star Alfie Hewitt has had a great season on the tennis court, and a Norwich Opticians is in line for an award. A family-owned Opticians has been named one of the most fashionable places to buy spectacles in the UK. Diplon Conway, which has practices in Norwich, Swaffham and Diss, is one of six businesses shortlisted for the Fashion Practice of the Year in the National Optician Awards 2023. The business has been recognised not only for stocking big-name designer frames, but also for its own Diplon Conway range, which is manufactured by a specialist in Germany. Starting life as a jeweller, founder George Dipple joined forces with local optician Thomas Conway in 1916 and started offering stylish gold-framed reading glasses to fashion-hungry consumers. Company director Matthew Conway said the collaboration set the stage for a century of trend-focused eye care. He said, "From the earliest days of the business, eyewear was as much about fashion as it was about sight. We believe that the right pair of glasses can elevate an outfit, reflect an individual's personality, and boost a person's confidence." The winners will be announced in London on December the 9th.
A fragment of a Bronze Age twisted gold torque has been found in Norfolk by a metal detectorist. The item, which could be as much as 3,000 years old, was discovered by Joseph Booty earlier this year on September the 28th. Speaking at an inquest opening held at Norfolk Coroner's Court, Area Coroner Samantha Goward said the item has been reviewed by the British Museum. They have advised that the object does appear to qualify as treasure under the Treasure Act 1996 in terms of both age and precious metal content. The item has been described as a fragment of Bronze Age gold flange twisted torque, bent into a coil. It could date to between 3300 BC and 1200 BC. An inquest to determine whether the find constitutes treasure will take place at the Norwich Court at County Hall on November the 23rd. Any find in England, Wales and Northern Ireland that is more than 300 years old, made of gold or silver, or found with gold or silver artefacts, could be treasure under the 1996 Treasure Act.
The Norfolk tennis star Alfie Hewitt is set to end a memorable 2023 as world number one in the wheelchair tennis rankings for the first time after claiming his third NEC wheelchair singles masters title since 2017 on Sunday in Barcelona. He also sealed a hat-trick of ITF wheelchair doubles masters titles alongside Gordon Reid on Saturday. Hewitt beat world number three Gustavo Fernandez 4-6, 6-1, 6-3 in the men's single final in Barcelona, having also beaten the Argentinian 6-3, 6-4 in the round-robin group phase of the year-end championships earlier in the week. In turn, Fernandez beat defending champion and top seed Tokito Uda in the semi-finals to guarantee that Hewitt would return to the top of the ITF wheelchair tennis rankings this week. Hewitt is the second Briton to end the year at the top of the singles world rankings after his doubles partner Reid achieved the same in 2016, the year in which Reid and Hewitt were gold and silver medalists in the men's singles at the Rio Paralympic Games. Both are supported by the LTA's Elite Wheelchair Tennis Programme, and Hewitt and Reid will also end 2023 as number one and number two respectively in the men's wheelchair doubles rankings after earning their third doubles masters title together on Saturday. The 18-time Grand Slam championships, who last month received the OBEs they were awarded in the King's Birthday Honours List, recovered from a set and two love down to beat Fernandez and Spain's Martin de la Puente in the final.
A 54-year-old rugby manager, who was forced to play after two of his players' cars broke down on the way to the match, said he was just doing his bit for the club. David Bailey, manager of Norwich Rugby Club's first 15, came on as a prop in the closing minutes of their 45-31 away loss to Chelmsford. He said it dawned on him that he would be forced to play after realising that he was the only other registered player on the team. Mr. Bailey is thought to be the oldest player in the club's 130-year history. "I'd like to point out that we didn't concede a point after I came on the pitch," Mr. Bailey laughed. "And even though we lost, it cheered up the boys. Many of them said, 'I'd always wanted to play alongside you.'" Mr. Bailey, from Blakeney, Norfolk, first started playing for the Norwich in 1987 at the age of 18.
Farming costs have fallen by 4.7% in the last year, according to analysis by Norfolk-based Buyers, but it warns that farmers are still being cut out of the profit chain. The Ag Inflation Index is generated using data from purchasing cooperative AF Group, based at Honingham Thorpe, outside Norwich, which sources more than £250 million worth of agricultural goods every year on behalf of its members across the country. The latest analysis shows a welcome fall in the overall cost of farming inputs, which dropped by 4.7% on average in the year ending September the 30th.